Well, I am in Washington, D.C. at the American Coalition for Ethanol, and they've brought in a bunch of their constituents to talk about the renewable fuel standard and a lot of other issues concerning the EPA and the ethanol industry. Bill Kauser is standing here with me from Nevada, Iowa, and he is the co-chair for our America's Renewable Future. And so give me a little update on that, but first tell me a little bit about your background and your operation.
Well, we're a feedlot operation in Nevada, Iowa, and we're permitted for 5,200 head, and we farm about 5,000 acres, and we grow seed corn, seed beans, and a variety of different crops.
Well, as far as the America's Renewable Future, tell me a little bit about that, and what's the update?
Well, I think the update is very positive. What our governor's asked us to do as co-chair is to bring in the candidates that are going to run for president here in this next election and ask them, are they with us or are they against us? And we'll support you if you support us. So it's a real privilege for us, especially a cattle feeder, an ex-secretary of ag, and a person from the Hill there, to be able to bring these people in and showcase Iowa and show them what actually happens there. And you might say educate them if they need some education. Do they have some questions? Do they truly understand RFS2? Do they truly understand Iowa agriculture and where it's going? Because, you know, we're the first state, we're the flyover state, but here's where they need to start the running.
Well, tell me a little bit about a farm tour that I think that you recently had with one of our now presidential candidates.
Well, We brought them out to the farm, and as you know, we go through an ethanol plant, we go through production, we go through seed production, we go through the feedlot, and to be able to stand there with Senator Cruz and debate him on the issue of the RFS2, it's very challenging. I mean, he's a man from Texas that is set in his ways, and are there some things that he doesn't understand about that? I don't know, but we have more time to come, and really looking forward to the future of visiting with him more.
So in the future, you think that you guys will be able to a positive outlook on their views after sitting down and talk with you guys?
Well, that's really something that we have to decide as we go along, because until we can actually set them down one-on-one, get the press away and close the door, that's where we'll decide, are you with us or are you against us? Is there something you're missing here? Have you seen how our communities have grown? Have you seen how our farms have prospered? And as a farmer today, I'm very proud to say that I have no subsidies anymore. I'm standing on my own 2 feet. The ethanol plant at Lincoln Way Energy is now solid. It's on solid footing. We've matured, and it's time for us to go down the road and continue to build this industry. And especially with RFS2 coming along with the cellulosic plant in Nevada, it's very exciting what's happening in central Iowa.
Tell me a little bit about your conversations that you had today. Who did you visit, and what type of feedback did you receive from them?
Well, 2 years ago, Gina McCarthy came to the Iowa State Fair, and I had the privilege of taking her around for 2 hours and introducing her. And so it's been just as I come back to D.C. every time, I try to get an appointment with her. So this time I was able to schedule a half an hour with her. And I took the cattle industry, the livestock industry, and the ethanol industry, and we sat down to the table as one. And it's a really great feeling to be able to come out of there after visiting with the administrator and some of her staff there, the positive things that came out of that meeting, basically asking questions of each other and how can we help each other? How can we be stewards, better stewards, and how can we convey these messages out to the country and get them out to our people? So we came away from there with a very positive message. You know, there's going to be things in the future that we don't like, but I think when we got done talking, the impression we got from Gina was she's there to work with us too.
Well, as I sit on some of the visits today on the Senate side, the staffers that we visited, every single one of them asked about, well, what's going to happen with the EPA? And so I think it's on everyone's mind. So hopefully we can get our foot in the door and really share our story. Tell me about tomorrow. What are your goals to accomplish in the morning as you continue with your boots here in Washington?
Well, I'm one of those people that I probably got a pretty large target on my back. Brian lets me go and make my own appointments. So I'm going to spend most of the day with EPA and different staff in EPA. With issues of ethanol, with issues of manure, the WOTUS, where we're going with WOTUS. And so I'll have some congressional visits in there. And I'm also visiting Susie Friedman, who is Director of Environmental Defense Fund, and just see where we're sitting on sustainability issues and how is their group feeling about us and what else can we do to help educate their constituencies.
Well, thank you, Bill, for taking a few minutes to chat with me once again here in Washington, D.C. for the ACE Fly-In and talking with Bill Kauser from Iowa. I'm Jamie Johansson.